498 did go in.
Okay.
498 did go in as a
that's right,
a budget request, so you're good.
Great, thank you.
Matthew, I just met with Maya Sudarkasa. So yeah, I mean, she we spoke about her interest, and I think it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I'm really glad that she's kind of coming to the program. So
it's going to be great to have her. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an incredible cohort in history. We've got three great African-Americanists coming in. So, so yeah, so they can take over. We can all go home.
Good afternoon, Matthew. Stephen and I were just talking about ways to spend money that had already been approved. We weren't talking anything related to.
Well, no, Stephen told me about this. So I assume it's the same thing. So
it is. It is.
Well, welcome, everybody. Good to see you all. I don't have a huge agenda today. I'd love to hear about the interview that you all did. I don't know if Wayne, if you have an update on anything on the issues of archiving and storage.
Not yet. The only update I have is I figured out how to fund it because of how we've been discussing it.
Okay. That makes it. All right. And I don't believe, I know that so the film work that Tahir and Tarab doing with is it Danny from your class, Stephen?
Yes.
That they're working on it, but there's no update at this point for that either. So you want to just go up? I mean, here's Tarab. I'm speaking for Tara, but why don't you go ahead, Stephen, and I'll.
Okay. Ashley, Tahir, and I did the interview with Julius on Tuesday, and it was great. Ashley said she plans to come, so hopefully she'll jump in and give you her perspective. The interview is in the shared drive. So a logistical question is, when you're done with the interview, it puts all those files in the folder. And I suppose I could have just put the whole folder in the drive, but I didn't. I just took out the Zoom file and put it in the drive and gave it a name. And I put the transcription file in there. And I think I also put the audio file in there. But is that the proper way to do this, or should,
I don't know.
Okay. What are the other file? One of them is a chat, which we don't need, but there's a fifth file. But see if I can pull it up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six. There's the Zoom. There's the playback M3U. I don't know what that. That's when I don't know what that is. But I want to just clarify now while it's up on my computer. I know where to find it because I get confused about where this stuff goes when you close the window.
Yeah, as long as you have the MP4, I think that's all we need. You should have the sound in that.
Okay, the MP4 is there. Now, I renamed it. I said Julius got interviewed or something.
Perfect.
I just think before. Okay, so I think it went great. It was about a little more than an hour, I think. So, you know, when we listen to it, we can see what types of follow-ups that there may be. At the end, Julius did say, the last question was if there's anything else he wanted to share, offer, add. And he said, no, I can't think of anything, but I'm sure that a couple of days later, I'll think of something. And so I said, we're always here. So if there's any follow-ups, I think we could certainly do that. But I guess I'll leave it at that unless you have any particular questions you want to ask about it.
No, I mean, I think, I guess that the natural question from what you just said is, do you feel like you covered what you wanted to cover? Is there additional?
Yeah, I think we did. Now, it didn't, we didn't get all the questions we had on the list, but that was to be planned. But I definitely, But that's mostly because in answering one, he went into areas of the other. So the main areas he definitely talked about. Now, there may be some follow-ups on 111, AAS 111, because he talked about the origins of that course. When he first came, he taught CAS 100, which is Introduction to African Studies, African American Studies, and there was a separate Introduction to African Studies. And so he talked about how he was doing that one. That's what he was brought to do. But then how that evolved into 111. And he talked a lot about his view that that's really important. And he, the combining of African studies, African American studies, and the diaspora. A little bit about the challenges. But so I just think that in listening to that again, any of us may think of some follow-ups there. Much in this work, we want to really get into that part of our history. So there's nothing going into it that I wanted to, that left, we didn't get to. But I do think that's one area where there may be more follow-up we might want to do if we really want to go further into that. He made the point that he feels that CAS/DAS has not always fully realized that opportunity and need to merge those. And so I didn't say in the video, but I was very much mindful that we just made a big change, which was and I still think that was the right thing to do, and there are reasons for that. But so I'm saying there may be more we want to flesh out with that, either a taped interview or just in a conversation with Julius. And so I'm mindful that all of us on the call may not be fully aware of all the what we're talking about, but over the last few years, well, for several years, our main course was AAS 111, Introduction to Africa and Its Diaspora, taught jointly by, it was a team talk class by one scholar who focuses on Africa, one who focuses on some part of the diaspora. And that structure was there to give students a basic foundation. But the problem had, the course had structurally as a first year class and then otherwise had a lot of problems. And over several years dealing with those challenges, we made the curricular decision to move away from that. I'll let Matthew say anything more if he wants to.
Well, I mean, I think it's precisely the question, right? Because and historically, and that's, I think, a major reason to figure out how to highlight that. You know, partly, I mean, one of the things that Julius brought to the class was a deep commitment to it.
Yes.
Right. And he had partners on the Africa side with that who shared that commitment. And we found that when you didn't have people with that, and it's not a small commitment. I mean, you really have to think about how to manage all this material in a short semester, right? So, and it really has to be collaborative in my view. And I think that's what Julius's approach to it was. And it was, you know, from all reports, and might want to think about how we document this actually, right? That there was a period of real excitement in that class for students. And you know, I know, we have colleagues now on the faculty who took it as freshmen and talk about it as important to them. But that you know, magic, right, didn't sustain either when, you know, once Julius retired and others were involved in teaching the class who didn't bring that same commitment to it. Or comfort with it. I mean, I think that's the other piece, right? But also that, this is speculative, but it does feel like undergrad, the student body changed. And it wasn't a natural, it's harder and harder to convince students of why we're doing it this way, particularly given the amount of material we're asking people to manage in their first year, the breadth, both not only geographic, but also chronological breadth of the class seemed, now I'm not saying just that that wasn't an issue before, because I'm sure it was, but it seemed to be increasingly difficult. And what we weren't getting from the class was students who were going on to take other classes in our curriculum. So that's the decision we've made. What I think we have to, and this is why this is the other reason this is important. The decision was not made that point Julius made, which is that we have to find ways to connect Africa, the diaspora, and the U.S. context within the context not only of our scholarship, but within our undergraduate curriculum. remains, that's, that remains the key challenge. And we have come up with a new model for how to do that, meet that challenge, which we're excited about. But, you know, it's something that's going to need to be continually re-examined. To what extent is it working? You know, and we'll be, you know, I think as we have our, you know, we should, well, anyway, it's another issue about curriculum now, but how we keep up with our majors and minors and other students and judge whether or not they're getting those connections. Because that is obviously the point of the department, it has been for 50 years, right? To make those connections. This is why I think it's really important. Not just that we did the interview, but that we find ways to present it, annotate it, so that those issues are there.
Yeah, and that's precisely why I'm saying that there may be room for follow-up. Mm-hmm. For instance, just as you say that, I can envision we do a short video with Julius, where we just ask him to talk for a few minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes about the particular question or topic or experience, which could be useful.
So have you, I mean, the issue, next steps are not only transcription, but annotation, right? So is that, have you got have you figured out how to do that? Plan who's gonna do that?
I have not, and I have not, seeing that as my charge.
Yeah. I could take it up from there if you don't mind.
No, that's great, Dalapo. I don't, you know, maybe you want to consult with Ashley too. Okay. So that she has some input into that, however you want to work that out. Obviously, okay. Ashley, you know, has, since she was in the interview, she can help with the annotation piece of it.
Okay.
And having her do some, you know, and we're sharing the transcription too would be great. So,
okay.
And I can try to play a role in that as well, Dalapo.
Okay.
But I'm in opposition to okay. take responsibility, leave responsibility.
Thank you.
This reminds me, is there one other interview that is as yet not annotated? Is that the?
I don't know.
Let's hold back, come back to that. Since Ashley is joining us.
Hey everyone, I'm sorry. I got out of a meeting very late.
No worries. We've just been talking about your timing is perfect. We're just talking about the interview with Julius. So, Stephen offered some thoughts on it. And we were talking about the process of getting it transcribed and annotated, and so I'm gonna Dalapo and is gonna work with you on that if possible. Mm-hmm. But we're just all curious at what your impressions were.
I thought it went really well. The questions we had were great. He was very detailed in his responses, very thorough and prepared also and wanted to make sure that he gave the best responses possible with as much information and background. I think it was great that he had the support he had technologically to just be set up and ready to go. Although it well, I don't really have many complaints.
Any surprises for you?
My power went out during the recording. That was the only surprise really for me, that it surged for a second. So there's that.
I was thinking more of what he had to say, but I hear you.
Oh, no, I was really just trying to listen, keep up, because he would answer one question for a long time. So I'm like, this man is very, very thoughtful, and he's making sure that he's doing all that he can to give us as much insight as possible, which I thought was very much appreciated. So.
And if I may follow up on that, I think you'll see from the video, and he says it, I think Julius appreciated the opportunity to do this. And we tried to, the three of us tried to communicate to him our appreciation of him and to him. And let me also, I neglected to say at the beginning that I was not thinking about the transcription at all. So Ashley is the one that prompted me to ask you and Matthew, Beth and Matthew, when I asked you about transcription, that was because Ashley asked me about it. So thank you, Ashley, for for being on top of that, because otherwise the transcription, the live transcript would have not happened.
No problem. I'm glad I said something. I didn't know if we needed that or if I was just supposed to listen and go back and write everything. So I'm glad we were able to get that set
in enough time. We need not to make more work for ourselves than necessary. So,
one quick question. So when you're talking about the annotations, are you also including the timing for each of them? Because just to see if we are still going to be clipping all the interviews into topic sections. And if so, is anyone who worked on that wanting to do the video clipping, or that's something that I can help with?
Can you tell us? Yes,
thanks, Errol. That's what I've been trying to hint at, but without saying clearly enough. So, I mean, I think what I'd like, what would make sense to me is that for Dalapo and Ashley to go through it and not only the transcription, but then make recommendations, and with Stephen's help, make recommendations for breaking it into shorter sections that would be annotated, right? So that each section, when you would know which one section you wanted to go to based on what you were interested in. So that's what once they've done that, that would be the point, Ariel, that they could reach out to you to help with clipping or to Helen.
Okay.
Ariel, I'm sorry.
Well, I was gonna say, I just went back and looked. It's the Dillard interview that's transcribed, but not clipped. And so I don't know if Dalapa, if you and Ashley want to take that one on too.
Yes,
that would be
I don't
great.
Know. I keep forgetting about that. Thank you for raising that. Yeah.
Okay.
So the Angela Dillard is edited and clipped in the shared drive.
It's just not posted. Hasn't
been uploaded to the website yet.
Okay, great. Well, then we just need to. So never mind. So Ariel, do you need assistance to get it uploaded? Or?
With the videos, was able to get a link from Jessica, who provided us with a like U of M version of YouTube where we can upload videos and then be able to embed them onto the website. So now that I got that from her yesterday, I should be able to get videos posted to the website easier.
Okay. Great. So that's all set. That's good to know.
Yeah. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed all the transcriptions were pretty different, or they were taken up in different ways. Just want to know if there is there a preferred model that you want us to use to transcribe? When I was looking at them, they weren't necessarily all the same type of format.
That was a question I was about to ask Ariel about the timing, because what we did with some was we ran it through a software that did the transcription, and then you all would come in and do the cleanup.
Yes.
So, Ariel, would you please help me make sure I get that straight? So which is preferred to do first, transcription overall and then clip, or what?
Probably transcription overall, the annotations for each section, and then clipping, so that we can make sure that the transcription matches the clips, matches the annotation. In terms of the ones that are already in them, a couple of them were done by hand, which is why they look different than the ones that were run through the program versus the ones that were transcribed first and then edited based on the transcription. Overall, trying to stick with the themes, having a title and then maybe one or two bullet points, and then the transcription just going by name, what they said, name, what they said. I think the way that Dalapo and I were working on it, because we did it based off of the program processing, because the first couple of interviews, we did not have the live transcriptions on.
Okay. If you don't mind, please send those two out to be transcribed, and then we can deliver or turn it over to Ashley and Dalapo for cleanup of the language. And we can just use the email communication that you have from the previous for this reconciliation.
Okay.
Does that give you? Go ahead. Sorry.
So for Angela's, we don't have a transcription for that yet, correct?
Correct. Were you, so we don't have what?
I'm just trying to make sure that we're not doing extra work because the live transcription isn't bad and that could be edited to match the others. But for the interviews that we don't have transcriptions at all, or are you asking to just run everything through the program and then?
So I don't, this isn't a direct answer to your question, Ariel, but as I look at it, there is a transcription posted of the interview with Angela. It just needs to be tied to the clips.
Okay.
On so the other hand, the Bowman and Woods interviews don't have transcriptions. What they have are annotations posted. So I don't know if we've got transcriptions with them already done or we need to do those. And I suspect those were done before we were doing the live transcriptions.
Correct.
That's correct. Yeah, I did the Wood Ron Woods interview and I did not know about the live transcript. So there is no live transcript.
You know, and we should have done, I feel guilty that we didn't do it under Bowman, but we didn't.
We'll pay to get those done.
Let me also add to that, it's on the website, it says Dash Vito transcript interview with Ron Wood. So it's not a transcript, it's an annotation.
It's an annotation. So we need to change that. That's right. And then we also need to get a mechanism for transcribing those. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's possible to, Errol, do you know, is it possible to get Zoom to do it post facto or do we need to send that out to one of those AI systems?
So all of the old transcriptions, I actually sent them and they are currently, the draft versions that Dalapa and I were working on are currently in the document that says test transcription rev.ai. Okay. They have not been organized.
Or cleaned up.
Yet, but Dalapa was working on them and cleaning them up and I was going through them as well. So they still need to be finalized and then set up to match the transcriptions. But because we were kind of working in reverse on those, they weren't done thematically and then transcribed to the program and then cleaned up. So I think from moving forward, making sure that we're doing them, we're making the thematic clips and transcribing and then matching the transcription sections to the clips. But every interview that we have so far should have at least a draft of the transcription.
Gotcha.
In the drive.
So what we need to do then is figure out on the Woods and the Bowman is who's going to do the final cleanup / check of the actual transcriptions. And so, Dalapa, you've been working on them, is that right?
Yes, actually, I've completed the first draft. I've not done the other check, but I've gone through everything and cleaned it up.
So the test transcriptions now are the completed, are the completed?
Yes. Yep.
Matt, would you have time to read through the Woods and see whether you think it's, I mean, the Bowman, I'm sorry, and just check it for clarity and acronyms and things like that?
Sure, yeah, I can do that. I can have that done by the next meeting.
And then, I'm just feeling like another set of eyes is probably a good idea. Stephen, who else was in the interview with Woods besides?
Just me.
Just you. There's a couple different ways. There's no deadline here. So it's just a matter of whether you want to do it at some, when you have some time, or whether you want to maybe have somebody else read through it and see what questions they have for you or.
I can do it eventually, but it we're talking about is there is a transcript available.
There's a draft of the full transcript that Dalapa has done. We just need someone to read it through before posting.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Not immediately, but I can.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Probably
maybe get to the summer. Now, there's two other things.
Ariel was about to say something. Sorry.
I'm going in to make sure that the outline for the document has the titles listed so that when you go in, because right now the document is 55 pages because it's all of the interviews that we had up to that point. So if you're going to go in and you're going for a specific interview or section, you can go into the outline and it'll show you where those sections are just to make it a little bit easier for people who are reviewing.
This is for both Woods and Bowman?
Yeah.
So can you let Matt and Stephen know when they're ready for them?
It's ready for them. Oh, it's ready. Go into the doc that I just linked.
Okay.
Okay. And where is that? That doc is in the drive?
It's in the drive, but I also just linked it in the chat.
Okay. But yeah, but so in the chat's not going to help me now because I'm on a device. So
if you go into the oral history folder that we have on the drive, it's the oral history transcript.
Okay, got it. Now, can I point out two things quickly to on the website to, for the oral histories in terms of the lack of uniformity? For Nisha's interview, we have the interview review there, but I don't think we intend for that to be public, right? Where I'm not sure who it was, but someone was commenting on the review, on the interview. So I presume that should be taken off. And then secondly, and I won't share any of the interpretation or jokes that could follow. I'll just point out that Nisha's photo is the largest.
Okay. Actually, the interview review for Nisha is fine. It's just that this looks really great that it starts with that needs to be edited out on what's on the.
But why do we have that for hers and not for the others?
Well, we sort of do have it for the others. That's the point. It's supposed to be the guide to the
So clip. We have to okay. So it shouldn't be called that. It should.
Right. It should be called the annotation or something.
Well, they all should be called the same thing, right?
Right.
I believe Jessica added that from ITS, so that might be the language issue. So we can go through in uniform.
Great. And actually, the thing is, it says, oh, no, here we go. Right. So there's, right. It's excerpt. So that's right. That document just needs to be cleaned up because it matches the 14-part interview.
Okay. It's still not quite consistent with what the other's going to be like, right? I mean, this is minor difference, I guess.
Well, it's not minor, but it is, I think, we just need to get, let's get everything up to done, and then let's go through and make sure that it's all
standard. Oh, same. Gotcha.
I was going to say something else, and now I went ahead, lost my train of thought. I mean, what's exciting here, and again, once we get through all these and standardize, we might want to think about how to, or I'll have to think about how to make it clear on the website that this is what we have, right? Is to have these broken down into partial excerpts, so that they can be used not simply for research, but for class assignments, and other kinds of things, right? So we just need to have some kind of explanation so people know that that's available to them. I don't think that's the next thing to do. I think we should, once we've got everything done, we can do that.
Do you know what you want Nisha's section retitled to?
I think on the others, they're called, well, oh, it's interesting. So we don't, yeah, none of them have a good explanation of that part of it.
They're all called transcript review or transcript.
I mean, do we want to call them summaries? Or what's the right language that people would understand?
Captioning, maybe?
I don't think captioning.
I mean, I've been using the word annotation because that's what we do to make them, but it probably, I don't think, people won't know what that means, right?
So something like overview.
I think the issue that Stephen was bringing up was that all the other interviews do have the video clips and the transcript, but they don't have a detailed annotation,
mm-hmm.
but Nisha's does. So either we could take it down for now until we have annotations for everybody, or
no, I don't want to take anything down. I want to keep working towards the so we have the fullest. But I want us to, but the standardization of what's, you know, there's a transcript, there are video clips, and then there's a
Overview.
Overview. There you go. Interview. Yep. Overview
of topics or something like that.
Overview of topics covered or something. Mm-hmm. or summary of topics. Topic summary. Maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. I think once you go into it, it'll say section one, people can figure out those are linked to the or excerpt one, right? And they can figure out those are linked to the video excerpts.
Okay, so now at the third item under Nisha's video interview is Nisha's interview topic summary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And those are some notes that we may have to take some action on as well in terms of the overall, because there is a recommendation, the very last bullet, that we take some action there.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
In the Nisha's interview review component, that last sub bullet is basically telling us we need to take some action there.
Nisha telling us to do something?
No. Oh, okay. Part 14, the last part should be trimmed at.
I see. It's just something that shouldn't be visible, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Gotcha. Yes, we don't. There's things we don't need to have public view to everybody, visible to everybody.
Correct.
Do we have any other oral histories that are planned to be scheduled at this point?
I have a question about one.
Tara and Beth both unmuted too. So go ahead, Steve.
Can I try to schedule one with Jim Chafers?
Please.
Okay. Please let me know. I've been in touch with him, Steven. So I know that he's doing great and everything. He sent me a whole barrage of his grandchildren, what they're doing.
Okay.
So really, he's in a good space right now. So I think it'd be a great time to reach out.
Well, I'll send him a message, a copy from both of us. I'll copy you and we'll invite him to do it.
And that ties into the interviews that we're actually going to be doing. The alumni oral history group? We met earlier today and came up with folks that we plan on interviewing. We had gone big and had a lot of people identified, and we decided to make that a little more realistic. And so we're going to start with what I call the dynamic duo. We're going to interview Janae and Andre, who were desk majors, and they were just a phenomenal pair of students that we had. And Janae actually went on Professor Chafer for study abroad. So it will tie in nicely to that component. And then Andre did Nisha study abroad. So the two will provide that kind of exploration. In addition, Janae also did the study abroad that was not Nisha's to South Africa. So we'll be able to have that comparison of the two different study abroads to South Africa, because I think that was something unique that the DAS did, that we had actually two South African study abroads running at the same time going over there. And there were a lot of adventures from that, those experiences. But I think it's something that speaks to, you know, how DAS was able to pull all this off, you know, considering the fact that, you know, we were, you know, such a small unit, but having multiple study abroads to one country. So we're going to be working on them, getting those set up for April. And that's going to be a joint interview, which we thought would provide a different dynamic in terms of them being able to riff off of one another and describe their journey through DAS together, because Andre used to work in DAS too at the front office. he was here during what I call the Derek Gilbert years. We had a lot of really interesting personalities at the time when they were here, and they can speak to that, as well as I thought when you were talking about Julius, Andre will have some interesting things to say about his experiences taking Julius's 111. So they went through, you know, our curriculum during that period. And so we're going to interview them. And then our other interview is going to be with Devin, because she not only was student, she was staff. She broke off and became one of the founding administrators at the African Studies Center. And she also did a study abroad to Ghana that was not a part of DAS, but while she was a student. So I think that, you know, she'll provide a really interesting window into looking at DAS from many different facets. So we thought they'd be great to start with.
Fun fact, when she did that study abroad to Ghana, she met a future DAS faculty member.
Yes, she did. That'd it was Steven. A fan.
Telling stories on himself.
I know. That was, I remember her talking about that, and as well as her former husband. There was a lot going on that study abroad. So
okay, I'm done with obnoxious third person references.
So Beth, is it you and Tara doing these two?
And Ashley.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. Three of you. So perfect.
Ashley Wonderful. Will have that experience of, you know, interviewing with us, and Tara will get her international component in. We just thought that that'd be a great place to start.
Great.
Yeah.
Glad to know that's in motion.
In addition to that, also along the lines of study abroad, Matthew and Dolapo and I are interviewing Deborah Robinson the week of April the 8th. So either the 8th or the 9th. We're just trying to nail down the time.
Great.
For the website, I just did a little bit of searching, and I think I discovered why we have this inconsistency. Under everybody else's interviews, they're not all actually transcripts. They are the clip descriptions rather right. than the actual transcripts. So the issue is some of them combine the transcript and the clip description, some of them don't. So I think that moving one cleanup solution would be to make them all consistent, where the clip descriptions is the header before the transcript for each of the clips, so that it's all combined into one, it's all in one place. And then all of the clip descriptions can then link them to the video if they want to watch it, so that it's all together, rather than having these different pieces. Because right now, not all the videos actually have transcripts up. They're titled transcript, but they're actually just the clip description.
Perfect, okay, so we'll get all that cleaned up. Sounds like we've got plenty of oral histories coming in the immediate term. I realize that I think what I'd like to do for the faculty, the next two faculty ones we do, are Earl Lewis and Vanya McLeod. And I'm thinking that maybe, yeah, I'll try to reach out to them now so that maybe we'll be shooting for late April or early May with them as the term winds up. For those, Vanya McLeod, they're both currently on the faculty. Vanya was a grad student in psychology in the 70s, along with Phil Bowman, in that sort of set of grad students who had touched in psychology with strong ties to Cass at the time, and then joined the faculty in the early 80s with a joint appointment, I believe, or at least she was teaching in Cass. I don't know exactly the details of that, but she taught a course called The World of a Black Child for decades. That she still teaches the class, but for a long time it was core to the Cass curriculum.
And she was the first Black woman tenured at the university.
I actually think she was not the first, but she was the only at the time. Right, wasn't?
Yes.
Right, obviously, because of Niara and others before her, but she was for a long time, she was the only Black woman tenured at the university in the 90s. And obviously Earl was chair of Cass in the early 90s before going on to be dean of the graduate school and then provost at Emory, and then he's back. So again, key historical memory. So I will reach out to them and let them know we're interested and see what they, what their interest is in availability. All right, any other topics we need to discuss this week, updates?
Not really to discuss, but Ariel and I met with Jessica yesterday. We have a few options we're going to discuss with Wayne, a few different avenues, but there, she left me with more edition. Questions. Yeah. Yeah, but also using the WordPress and using other resources in the university to combine them. So we have a few different options, but she gave me a huge list of questions I'm going to go through with Wayne and kind of determine what's the right path.
Great. Great to hear. Other updates?
So just that today we have the Women in Activism, which will contain some DAS alum from the tower takeover in 2010. No, in 2000. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's the 20th anniversary. Oh my gosh, you know.
Seems like it was yesterday, Beth. I remember it well.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Yep, so that's, I'm gonna dip out to go help with that. And they're all very excited that DAS agreed to be a co-sponsor. So I'm really glad we were able to be.
Good, I'm hoping to come join that for a while. So, great, well then, seems like we should stop now. I will see you all next week. It's ridiculously warm for Michigan in March.